back and take it slow. Breathless fall to what it gives. Head over heels before you know. No desire or the draw. Oh, the newness of it all. It's a tumble, it's a twist. It's getting harder to resist. Nothing good can come from this. Nothing safe here, nothing sound. Keep the train along the track. There's still time to turn around. If we don't know turning back, kick wide open that same door. Just like I've always done before. It's a tiny little town, and there's too much here to wish. Nothing good can come from this.
I'm so happy to be here sharing the stage with Mr. Al Stewart. I know you came for him. It's sold out. I had nothing to do with that, but I'm glad you're here and we're stealing his audience.
We came for you!
Oh, give Spies a chance! Okay, you guys are my favorite people ever. Ever. I love it. Holy cow, you know who I am. About to die. To my right is one of my closest friends on the planet, also an extraordinary singer, songwriter, and musician. This is Megan Palmer. Over that would have been a lot like when the actresses come out of the bathroom on their way to getting a Golden Globe and they've got, you know, things.
Don't want tomorrow.
Be
another woman grieving for the years she's lost. I can do better than a half kiss. I can do better than a near miss. I can do better. I can do better. I can do better.
I'd like to also thank the ex-boyfriends that inspired that song. And then I'd like to assure you, in case you're worried, I'm happy, healthy, and in a good one. In fact, we played in Nashville a couple weeks ago. I have a new record out. It's called That Kind of Girl. These songs are from that record. Playing these songs in front of your current love about some exes is, well, slightly awkward, to be perfectly frank. And I finished that song, actually, and I have a friend who's a very loud Texas girl, and she was in the very back of the packed room, and I finished that song, and she went, "And you're dead." So that was kind of fun. Anyway, I'm originally from Baltimore, so it's always really good to be back here. First year. We're kind of near there. It's been a little while. I was here last with Allison Moore, and everyone here is so kind, so it's always great to be on this stage. I'm gonna do a song from the new record. This was I grew up Irish Catholic, but my father is Southern Baptist. He sort of gave it up to my mom. She won in the coin toss, and my father's one of those Southern Baptists from Elkton, Maryland. He says that he grew up in a dairy farm, and I like to remind him that two cows doth not a dairy farm make. It just means you were poor. But a Southern Baptist family where you go to a little one-room church and you memorize the Bible. And Catholics, well, is anybody here who, I hope that I don't offend any Catholics in the audience, but I think we all can agree that we don't really read the Bible. We have it read to us mostly while we're asleep in church. After I wrote this song, inspired by some churches around me down in Tennessee, my dad said to me, "So you finally read the damn thing." No easy way through. be. One kiss to obey, honor and be true. Judas got a hang from the other two. What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Because I'm from the north and didn't really understand. What's your answer?
If you can spell beer on it, it's a fiddle.
I like that. This is from my record that came out in 2013. Set the sea to the shore where the evening tide came in. I am here to tell you tales of where I've been. Into shells I whispered my love songs in secret rhyme. And left them at your door for you to find. Tempered the force of my waves when your gods were roar. And took care of the ships full of men that you sent off to war. And I've longed for you for so long, said the sea to the shore. Said the shore to the sea, you left me here too long. And I was promised to the moon while you were gone. You waited until the brightest night to demand my hand under his fullest light. And promised he'd always stay and watch over me. Oh, why did you wait till now, said the shore to the sea? Said the sea to the shore, I swore that I'd return. And here I am with all that I have learned. Yes, I can hold you now with arms of foam and spray. Touching you with the coming of dusk and the breaking of day, smoothing out the folds on every stone. Said the sea to the shore, don't leave me. Savage white calves rolling in. Your troughs would come up slow beneath my chin. Your lips would kiss me softly on my skin, leaving salty trails where you had been. My legs would give out in your undertow. So much. I started out my career before I was a songwriter. I was an actress and a director and a playwright in New York City. And that whole process of trying to be an actress in New York is, at the start, is, you know, there's so many jobs that you sort of, you know, that you want to, you have to take because it's just a gig and you're trying to get noticed. But I did have like a line in the sand that I just never wanted to go across. I'm not even really sure why, but I had decided that in my career as an actress, I never wanted to do two things. Renaissance festivals and dinner theater. And no, I mean, but you know, it's just like, I didn't want to be like tap dancing and doing that and like having somebody eating like steak in front of me and like a tap show would like go into their ketchup or something. It was, but then I'm a folk singer and it's like, I get to play and you guys are eating and there's waiting. It's all like, it's all the same. So I think that I was just being this, I think really it was about the Renaissance festivals. I didn't want to wear a corset and hold a drumstick, so. I'm super happy to be playing dinner theater these days. It's a whole different experience than if I was in 42nd Street tap dancing in like Paramus, New Jersey or something like that. Anyway, this is the title track to the record. I totally did not mean to offend any of the waiters or waitresses out there. I was them. Probably still am. I'm lucky that you don't have me as a waitress because I was fired from every single waiter job I ever had. You get to me. Feel like the end of the world.
her to class when I couldn't ask as you leave to go.
It's been such a pleasure playing for you. And I hope that I get to see you. We'll be out there at where all the CDs and stuff are. I have all of my CDs with me, including my new one, That Kind of Girl. It came out March 3rd. It's a fun ride. We're going to be heading down to Mountain Stage tomorrow to tape an episode of that. So it's on my list, and I'll let you know when that is. And thank you so much to Bud and all the guys here, and women and ladies and men and boys and all that, and to Michael and John backstage, and to you guys for showing up before Al gets on the stage and listening to me. I'm just going to sit back there and sing along to all those songs, because I've played with him before, and I was like, one after another of like brilliant freaking songs. It's a masterclass. Well, I wrote this song. This is on the new record, and I wrote this song the morning after Pete Seeger had passed away. I thought, like, I never got a chance to meet him, but of course he's a huge influence, and I wanted to send him off with a song I thought maybe he would be singing somewhere. And I'm Irish Catholic, which means there's always someone dying, and there's always a need for a good funeral song, so what the heck. Go ahead, Megan. Speak of today's life faded. Don't speak at all, just sit here by my bed and sing me a hymn for the crossing. So until
still there to sing me home. Don't fight the tears, the sorrow of the sea. Don't be afraid when it's raging. Don't fight the waves, let them rock you off to sleep. While you sing me a hymn for the cause.
My name is Peace.